You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Sarah Mary Chadwick from the wonderful album Please Daddy, I'm Not Allowed in Heaven is the name of that song. And we've got Tom Sainsbury in the studio. Morena.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. I've been given a coffee as soon as I arrived. Oh, I get treated so well here.
I was going to say, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It is lovely to have you up here. You're sitting on a different side of the desk than you sometimes are. You've covered the breakfast show a few times.
I have, and I'm gunning to do it again. So if you're feeling sick, Eva, you know, who knows?
Tom can come up. And do the thing. Hey, we're talking to you this morning about a panel discussion that you are hosting as part of Pride Festival.
That's right.
And this is at the Auckland Museum. Who is joining you in this wonderful discussion?
It's so kind of intense though. Like, Tom, don't take the piss too much out of it. Like, they're like, we want you to kind of lighten the mood because it's quite serious subject matter. Yeah. Well, you know, it could be, but don't take the piss too much.
Or
is it like, I'm there with a microphone and what can you do now until the end? But so there's going to be Louise. So it's kind of like LGBT, because it's part of Pride, so it's kind of like LGBT warriors or people throughout history who've been, like, the kind of idea of it is like, with all social change, not just like LGBT, there's always this kind of resistance to begin with, and then there's these kind of fighters that kind of push them over the edge. So it's kind of those kind of people. So there's like Nahuya Te Awa Kotoku, who is out here in Albert Park. Is it the Queen Victoria statue?
Yes.
So she, in 1972, so back in the day, she kind of led this. It was called the New Zealand, I have to read so I get all the wording right, the New Zealand Gay Liberation Front, and they kind of took over that, and it was like about visibility and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We get used to her. And she's like, such a warrior, like 1972, so she's been doing it for such a long time.
Yeah,
she's such
crazy.
I know, crazy. Then we've got this guy called Wellbeings, who works at AUT, and he's like a filmmaker and stuff like that, and he's going to be talking about the homosexual law change in the, like, 1986,
right,
and where it became decriminalised.
I think it's a really remarkable thing that, you know, we do sort of congratulate ourselves in New Zealand often for being so progressive and so, you know, first in the world for women to vote and all of this stuff, but still took us a very, very long time until the late 80s to get it decriminalised to be gay.
Exactly.
It's kind of wild when you put it in that
timeline. It's crazy within my lifetime, exactly. And then we've got Louisa Wall with the marriage equality, obviously, and then we've got Tanu Gogo, who's this amazing artist, and he got he's a member of the Order of Merit, and he's going to be talking about kind of youth issues and stuff like that. So a wonderfully diverse yet powerful group of people I'm going to be asking questions of.
So you're asking the questions on the panel?
Yeah. I'm kind of facilitating it, but I'm just hoping, because no one wants to hear me speak. So the moderator's my term. So I'm hoping just to let them go. But then I'm like, who's going to be talking for like 5 minutes straight? Who do I have to kind of just craftily kind of segue to the other person? Who's going to be the quiet one and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
always
that's
the tricky
my
bit.
Drama.
It is an amazing lineup of people. And as you're saying, talking about, I guess, the issues of activism as well as the issues of queerness in New Zealand, because those two things do go hand in hand.
Yes.
It's been an interesting kind of maybe 12 months for Pride in Auckland as well. Mm. There's been a lot of backing and forth on the Pride board, and quite a bit of discussion about maybe over-commercialisation of Pride and things like this.
Yes.
This is maybe quite an interesting counterpoint to that, because these are all absolute activists in many ways talking about this.
Yeah.
How's it been for you sort of watching this unfold in the last 12 months? How do you feel about it?
Well, because I'm just like quite cynical, and my tendency is to take the piss out of anything and anything earnest or anything like that. And also I acknowledge that I come from a place of privilege, so I'm a white man, and so like my struggles and what I think is important with Pride is much less than someone who like really holds on to it, especially let's say like a person of colour, trans or something like that. So I acknowledge that, but a part of me is like, in two minds, I'm like, let's just have some fun. It is like you should service the kind of the joy and the pride and things as well. So to be honest, I don't. And then you also have to do the activism stuff.
Mm.
I just wonder is it too hard to kind of split them into two things, or should you just keep? Is that kind of watering it down, or can you kind of get a combination of the both, or should it just be the spectrum? So I don't know. I don't have any answers on it.
I love that you've got Tanu on your panel because I think as an artist, Tanu does a fantastic job of maybe merging activism and joyfulness together.
Yes.
People might know Tanu as a member of Fafswag, one of the founding members of Fafswag, and that Vogue scene maybe typifies activism and joy in the sense that you've got this space where people can unapologetically be themselves, make art, perform, and just, you know, vogue out with their friends as well.
Exactly.
But also that in itself is quite a radical act, and Fafswag's incredibly outspoken about, you know, issues that affect that community too. So I think it's going to be a really fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
I would be so interested to hear Nahuia speak as well.
Yeah, same.
She is an absolute legend.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Same. I'm happy to be your friend and be invited over for coffee sometime.
Yeah, no, so you can form a nice friendship here.
Exactly.
This could be the start of something beautiful.
Exactly, hopefully. Yeah. I've been trying to be friends with Louise Wall, but all politicians are very kind of like, they give you the warmth, but
they also have to be a politician
exactly.
as well. Yeah. So this is going to be a really, really fascinating conversation. If people want to come along and watch this, what can they do? Where can they go for all of these?
You can go onto the museum website. It's all kind of advertised there, but it's February the 10th. Have we got the time? Is it 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
In the grand foyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think tickets are $25 to $35, but you need to book in advance. You can't just rock up.
Limited seating, I believe. I think there's 120 seats, and I think it's first in, first served for a seat, and then there's some standing spaces as well. So that's going to be pretty special. And lots of other good things coming up for Pride Month. Anything that you're particularly excited for?
I've also been, I don't know if I can do, look here, I'm just sharing my schedule, my diary.
Do it.
There's going to be this party in Aotea Square on the 8th of February, so
cool.
two nights beforehand, and they've asked me to MC, but I'm filming, I don't know if I can make it in time, but I think that'll just be
super
a joyous
fun.
Time.
Yeah.
To
cool.
do,
yeah.
Joyous time. Plus there's quite a bit of theatre, and I'm always just a theatre fan. So,
yeah. And there's, you know, you don't need much of an excuse to want to go to a good theatre show, and this is as good an excuse as any.
Exactly.
Hey, so thank you, Tom, so much for coming and chatting to us this morning. This is going to be a really special event, so I'd highly recommend people go and check it out as well. I think it's also going to be it's going to be recorded, I believe, as well. So if you aren't able to get there for any reason, there is an ability for you to listen back to the chat too in the future.
Mm. We got a text in. Someone said, I voted for Tom.
Oh,
so,
this my political career.
Yeah,
thank
so you.
This is Tom.
That is. Thank you so much.
You've been like, oh, you know, politicians, just they're so hard to engage
I think
with.
You are one.
You as a politician.
Thank you.
As well.
Thank you. Well, local politics.
Next time, eh?
Local politics are just as important. Thank you so much, Tom. Sainsbury, for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're going to play this Mean As I'm Amelia track, which is number 3 in the BFM Top 10, Unshelter Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.